Viter in Shas Rami Nachus of Sadi Dal, bringing upon Sadi Gimel Bees by the Baal, by the Pay, by the Mishnah, by the Mishnah. Zog Dei Lige Mishnah, Chomer B'smicha, B'tunufa, B'tunufa B'smicha, each one has a Chomer over the other one, She'echad Mei Nifcha Chola Chofim, because when it comes to Tunufa, one can wave for all, the Ein Echad Somech Chola Chofim, but one can't do Smicha for everyone, everyone's got to do. All the partners got to do themselves. Chomer b'tenufa is a chomer of tenufa. Shatenufa noeges b'karbanu sayachad u'b'karbanu satzibor. Beep, turn the page. Sadi dal malaf. B'chaim u'b'shchutin u'b'davar sheyesh bo ruach chaim. Where the v'shem bo ruach chaim. B'ashen gim smicha, which is not so with smicha. You also do it on a tenufa with a different type of karbanos, meaning that are not animals but are things like menachos and things. Tanu rabbanan karbana. The pasuk says. The word karbano. Now, what does that word come to do for us? Well, let's just take a look and see what does the actual pasuk come and say. The whole pasuk is v'samuch yado al rosh karbano u'shchato pesach olamoid v'zorku b'nei Aaron akohanim esadam al mezbech sav v'ses karbano. He is karban. What does that teach you? Karbano. The rabbis call by the karban l'smicha. It's including all the owners for smicha. Shiachav alodini, you thought it's a kal v'chomer that what? That only one partner can do for everyone. We'd say the following. Umat tenufa shenis rabsa b'shchuten nismata b'chomim, which is nisrab, it's more inclusive in reference to animals that, waving is done for different parts of the animals after shchita. Nismata b'chomim, but it's Nismait, it goes less than when it comes to the partners. The Gemara is going to explain that tenufa can't be done by more than one person. So if it's brought by multiple people, only one of them does waving. Smicha shalon is rabba v'shchutim. When it comes to smicha, which is not expansive when it comes to others, and the owner leans on the animal only while it's alive. In addition, it's about the b'chum, of course, it's not b'chum as well. Lower carbon, no. The rabba's called by the carbon, the smicha. Everyone has to do smicha. V'tis rabba tenufa v'chovrim. Mikal v'chomer, well, second, why don't we say that tenufa has to be done with everyone that owns it? For mikal v'chomer, mas smicha shalonis rabsa b'shchutim, which is not expanded when it comes to shchit shechted animals, rabsa b'chomer, but it's expanded with partners, all of them have to do smicha. Then tenufa shenis rabsa b'shchutim, which is expanded in reference to the shchita of animals, and odin shenis rabsa b'chomer, doesn't make sense that it's going to be expanded when it comes to the partners also. So it's going to be shudul ev, you're not able to do it. Hekel ev, what do you want to do? Linfu kula b'hadir didi, when all of them do tenufa at the same time, waving it. Kavi chitzitza, you can't have one hand on top of another hand. And lenif ev, if you want to do, someone's going to do it, and then someone's going to wave it, but tenufa merachman of tenufa, therefore you're stuck. Usmicha b'shchut and lasa, what is no, you want to tell me that there's no smicha on shechted animals? V'hotinan, but we learned in the Mishnah, b'sman shekohen gadol rotza la'akter, at the time the kohen gadol wants to go and he wants to burn the carbon, he is in the right to get up and say, I want to be part of this. Haya ola v'kevesh v'sgan b'min, would go up on the ramp and the sgan kohen gadol would walk with him. Yeh l'machsis v'kevesh would get to the halfway part. Achas sgan b'mino v'aleu, and what they do, they would help him get up to the top. Hoshit lo v'rishon v'arosh v'aregel, and the first kohen who was doing the avodah over there would give him the head and the rosh and the rego, the hind leg of the animal. So mechalei mizarkin, oh, it's a smicha and mizarkin. Hoshit hasheni l'rishon shtei adayim. The second coin then gave the first one of the two four legs. No other coin gadol. So mechalei mizarkin, it's a smicha and he throws him. Nishmat hasheni v'halachlo. The second coin slips away and leaves. V'kachal yomoshitan lo shar kol averim. He does it with all the other parts of the animal. So mechalei mizarkin, he does smicha and he throws him onto the fire. B'zmanchu rotze u'samech v'cherim. Zerkan, when he wants, he can just smicha on it, and the rest of them go and they throw it. So clearly, you do smicha even in shechted animals. That's because of the cover of the kohen gadol that he leads on it. He's not actually chayiv to do such a thing. It doesn't apply to shechted animals. It gives honor to the kohen gadol because, it gives you this set of covered. And Hajin Alach Shtei Midos. And you know what a minute is Hajin Alach. Let's go back to B'Zayin. What was it started by saying? It says that Shtei Midos Shel Yavei Shel Yavei Mikdash. There are two Midos of Yavei Shel Yavei Mikdash. Now that we're listening, going back, let's quickly pick it up again. And back to today's Daf Mazda for all those who finished now the 10th parak of Maseches Menachos. We now move on to the 11th parak. Zok the Hilge Hilge Mishnah. Shtei Alechem. We're going to learn now about the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. So here we go. Shtei Alechem that was bought on Shavuos. Niloshos achas achas, you need one by one. Venefos achas achas, the big one by one. Lechem upon him. Niloshos achas achas, venefos shtayim shtayim. They need one by one, but the big two by two. Ubitfus haya osa osan. The coin would make the loaves into a mold. There was a mold that they used to put it into. It's talking about the lechem upon him, as opposed to the shtei lechem. Because you rode on when you were moving them, the oven no son litfus, you would put them into another mold. Because they should scalco so they didn't become ruined. They shouldn't go ahead and. They get messed up, precious is being shabu, and they shouldn't break. Says the Mishnah, Minani Mili. Where do we know this from? They needed one at a time. The Torah Rabbanan, Shnei Asurim, Yiachal Achas. The Pesach says, Namayikar, one loaf shall be two Isurims. Malamashin, Loshas Achasachas, is teaching that the loaves of the Lechem upon them are needed one by one. Minayan Shaf Shtei Lechem Kachin, let's do the same thing. Tamad Lomer, Yihiyah. It says an extra word over there, we're doing this. Minayan Shaf Yasin, Shtaim Shtaim. Where do we know that the baking of the Lechem upon us on 2x2, Tamad Lomer, Visamta Osami, place them. Was the lowest of plurals too. Yachal afshtei alechem. Can you think maybe I'll sing the shtei alechem? Tam alomer osam only them. It's talking about particular lechem upon him and not the shtei alechem. Hi osam ha afikte. Right, we already use the word osam to teach us that they're done two at a time. How could you not use it to say that to exclude the shtei alechem? Im kein, it was really true that that's all I wanted to teach you. Lemakrav visamton. My Visamta Osam. Why is it Visamta Osam? Shem from the Tati. We learn both names from here. Tanu Rabbanan. We said about the Lechem upon him is put into a mold. So now the rabbis say, Visamta Osam, and she'll place them B'tfus. That means you put them in the mold. Shlosh Tfusim, there are three types. Nosel L'tfus Adang Nibatsek. The coin would place their loaf into a mold while it's still dough. Ooh. Kimin Tfus Hayala B'tanor. Right, the lechem upon him had walls and a hollow, empty, like walls of the bread. Like, imagine it comes up on both sides, a hollow center. It gets it in the mold. So according to one, we see different sheets here. The bread was shaped like an open box. Others say it was like a boat. The mold was in one of these three shapes. The dough was pressed into the mold. So we can say that the coin puts a loaf into the mold while it's still dough. Or come into full below, but then there was a loaf that had a mold that contained it while it was in the oven. This mold was inside the oven. They would preheat the mold in the oven. They make the bread on it. Okay, Shehu Roda, no snub, it's for Skadesh, a loaf to Skalka. When the coin would remove the loaf from the oven, he would place it into a mold so that it wouldn't get messed up, wouldn't break. Frank the Gemara, right? What do they put that in? Rashi says, oh no, ask the Gemara. Velaja Lutfus Kama, just put it into the first mold, the one that you shaped it in when you first put it into the dough. No, Kevin the Afila Nafcham. No, because once they baked it, it got bigger and therefore it needs a bigger mold. Yeah, my lechem upon him kids most so. How do you make him lechem upon him? How do you go and how do you shape it? Beep, turn the page. So the dollar on my base. Rabbi Chanina, my Kiminteva Prutza. It's like an open box. See the pictures in different Gemaras and whatever it is. Imagine like it's flat and it comes up on both sides. It's wide in the bottom. It doesn't have any cover there. It's two walls on the sides. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kamin Sfina Rokedis. It's like a boat. It's like a fast boat that's wide at the deck, but it comes tapers as it goes more. And picture like an avocado. Like you cut it through. That's how it looked like sideways. That's where the spoons of frankincense rested on the flat bottom of the loaf. You had to bring that with it. Where would the spoons rest? The bread has no level area for it to rest. There's no problem. They would go ahead and make a space for it. You would hollow out the rest of the spoon, a place for the spoon to rest on the walls of the bread. Okay. Bishlama Lamanda Amar Kamintava Prutza makes sense like an open box. Hanu Dahavu Yasvi Kanim, that's where these rods that would rest. Lamanda Kamin Svina, okay, this Kanim Hechiavu Yasvi, where would the Kanim, where would they rest? When the Lechem Apanim were arranged, they had stacks, right? They had 12 Lechem Apanim. Thin gold half rods were placed between the loaves to let air flow between them so they wouldn't become all moldy. This hot bread over there. And these rods would be put between the first and the second loaves, one in the middle, one at each end. Another three would be put in between the second loaf and the third one, and so on top, and so on until the top of the stack. That's how they would go and they'd do it. Marasha Avilei, no, they would make these protrusions on the ends of the bread that they could go and put the rods. So they were built in a way I was able to get. They would take like parts of the dough and attach them to each side of the loaf at the front and the back, and the outer ones would rest on those things sticking out. This is how the props supported the bread. Snifin, lechem, how do the props support the bread? Right? You have to be able to support itself. What do we do? Those were shaped like a semicircle. That's how they sat inside, like this semicircle between underneath the loaves. Bishal amad amar kamin sinu kadeh sanin to be in snifin. That's why you need these props. Amad amar kamin teva prutsa snifin lamadli. What do I need these snifin? What do I need these props to prop them up? Right? It's flat. Because of the weight of the bread pressing down from the walls above, it could break. Therefore, you need to support the walls. It makes sense like a fast ship. The props are placed on the table beneath the loaves. Wherever they go, they put the props. Since the loaves were narrow at the bottom, they took up almost no space on the tabletop. Therefore, there's no room for the table for the props. Neither the walls of the loaves were flush with the sides of the table, and there's no room to sit on the props. When did they put them? Did they put them on the ground? Yep, they put them on the ground. They had them placed on the actual ground. Come on, Azahad Amar Yehuda, Alechem Ma'amid Esasnifin. The bread supports the props. Esasnifin Amid was Alechem, and the prop supports the bread. When it says going through Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. Come on, Amar, come in, Sinu Rekedis. It goes going to one who says, it's a fast ship, aka Rabbi Yochanan. According to him, the bread secures the prop from above, while the prop supports the bread from underneath, from below. Practically more kasha of Yocha. Oh, beep! Turn the page. That's not him and Aleph. Mesa is the kasha on the bread. Kamin kaver say a little bit. There was like a basket for the bread in the oven, and this was the mold that was baked. Vedoma kamin tavla mirubas, and it was like similar to a square tablet. You state that it's shaped like a square, it implies that it had a wide bottom, like the bottom box, and not the narrow for the ship, which goes against Rabbi Yochanan. Ema seno pi adoma kamin tavla mirubas. It means the opening was similar to a square tablet. So only the opening at the top of the mold that was square, the bottom of the mold could have been shaped like a ship. Tanya kaman da'amar kamin sinu rukedis. The time everyone that says like that, the Tanya, Bryce says, arba snifim shalzav hayusham, the four props of gold there. Mifutzala miroshen miroshen kamin dakuranim hayu. With projections at their tops like branched or reeds, as something by them, as a lechem that support the lechem, should don't commit svina rokedis, because it's like a fast ship. So as Bryce says, that it looked like that works with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.